Welcome, beloved viewer, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today from Georgia Center, we'll be cooking for you a festive nut roast. And this recipe is certain to please vegans and non-vegans alike. So for our ingredients today, we have sliced mushrooms, sliced onions, some chopped garlic. We have some nuts, and this today I decided to use pecans, but you can use walnuts or almonds or whatever kind of nuts you would like. We have some old-fashioned oats, some organic herbs, fresh herbs. We have parsley, sage, and thyme. And we also have some rag replacer and some diced tomatoes and salt and pepper. Today we're going to start with sauteing first our onions and mushroom and garlic. We're going to saute them just till they're soft for 3 minutes. Okay, we're going to start by sauteing the sliced mushroom and the onion and garlic that we had. This represents about 4 ounces of sliced mushrooms, a whole onion, and about 2 cloves of garlic minced. So we want to keep moving the onion and the mushrooms so they don't attach to the pan and they get just nicely golden and soft. We don't want to overcook them because they will be in the roast. And they will be baking some more. So we don't want to have them fully cooked, just enough that we're going to blend the flavors together. So I think this is starting to look good. This is maybe another minute or two. And then we'll be ready to add this to our other ingredients. Okay, so we're going to take our mixture of garlic, mushrooms, and onions, and we're going to add them to our other ingredients and start chopping up our roast. Okay, we have now sauteed our mushrooms and onions and garlic, and we're going to mix them with the old-fashioned oats. And there is approximately maybe a cup and a half of old-fashioned oats. We also have egg replacer. And this is the equivalent of 2 eggs. So there would be about 3 teaspoons of egg replacers and 4 tablespoons of warm water. So we mix them really well and add them to the oats. And this is a can of diced tomatoes, and the juice is kept, and this is about 14 ounces. We're now adding the diced tomatoes. Okay. And mixing those together. It smells very Christmassy. And now we are going to add the sauteed vegetables that we had done prior. Okay. Onions smell so good. Thank you. And again, mix them very well. And now we're going to add the organic herbs. And again, we have sage that is finely chopped, parsley, and some thyme. And again, give it a mix. So this is starting to be a nice, pretty solid mixture, but still pretty wet. Here's still the juice of the tomatoes in there that are mixing everything well together. And now it's the turn for the nuts, which we're going to sprinkle. All right.
Here's the oil.
Okay. So do you want to put just a little bit of oil, maybe at the bottom, and so that our roast does not attach. That's good. That's good. That would be plenty. And maybe swirl it around. Yeah, just like so. So that you will not stick to the dish when we and cover it and slice it. Okay, now we are going to put this mixture in our baking dish, and this is like an oblong baking dish that's going to retain the form of the roast. Thank you so much. Okay. And we can want to put it evenly in the dish so that it bakes evenly as well. So we're going to shape it up a little bit so that it does look a little bit like a roast. Okay. I think it looks pretty nice.
It's starting
to smell really good. We're going to put it in an oven at 350 degrees for 45 to 50 minutes. Really what it needs to be is a little stiff to the touch, so that when you take it out of the oven, you let it cool a little bit before being sliced. So we'll see you in just a couple minutes after the roast is being baked. Today, with our nut roast recipe, we are going to serve a green bean casserole. So we're first going to start with some of the ingredients that we have here. We have some dry herbs. We have basil and oregano and thyme. We have some cornstarch. We have some soy milk, or in this case, I personally prefer almond milk, so I used almond milk, in which we dessert some vegan vegetable bouillon. We have some vegan deep-fried onions. We also have sautéed some carrots, mushrooms, and onions, and of course, our green beans. So first, we're going to start with the vegetables that we sautéed. We're going to put that in our mixing bowl. And we're going to add the almond milk and the bouillon. We're going to add the cornstarch. We used about 2 or 3 tablespoons of cornstarch diluted in 2 to 3 tablespoons of warm water. And this is going to thicken our sauce. Some of the recipes for this call for the fried mushrooms to be incorporated in the sauce, but frankly, I prefer adding some fresh onions rather than the deep-fried mushrooms in the sauce. We'll use the deep-fried onions for our topping. So now that we have this nice and mixed, we're going to use the herbs, and we're going to mix everything nicely together. And when the mixture and the green beans will cook together, this will thicken as well with the cornstarch. I'm going to put maybe a little salt and pepper. Thank you. And really, this is to your taste. I must admit, I like a lot of pepper. And now we are going to incorporate the green beans. And we are going to coat them well with our mixture. For the vegetables, I use 1 carrot diced, 1/2 an onion, and about 4 ounces of mushrooms. And can put them in a food processor really quickly and pulse that a little bit to have some nice little diced vegetables. And now we're ready to put this in our dish. Okay. That's nice and festive, green and red. Wow. And now for the finishing touch, we're gonna put our deep-fried onions. You can deep-fried onions. And that's about, I guess it's up to your taste, but I use about 1.5 cups. And kind of, thank you. And that will be nice and crunchy. So we're going to put this in an oven. We'll bake them at about 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 to 15 minutes. So we will see you in a few minutes. Welcome back, honored viewers. Our dishes are now out of the oven, and we have a baked nut festive roast. And to go along with it, we have a casserole of green beans with deep fried onions. So now is the time that we're waiting for the tasting. So we're going to have a little bit of this. Are you ready?
It smells so good.
Okay. Let's try a little bit. It's nice and holding the shape.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm going to try a little bit of the green beans. Yeah, the sauce is nice and thick now. And the onions are nice and crunchy on top.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to try a little bit of that too. This is a great combination for the holidays. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three. Let's try it. This is good. This is good. Well, beloved viewers, we hope that you will join us as making those dishes for your holidays and invite all your friends over and share. Thank you for watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.